All right, it's time for the award for Mayor of the Year. Let's find out who the nominees are. Oh, I wonder who they could be. There's so many options. All right, our nominees are Dylan Collins, Valkyrie Celeste, Melancholy of Charisse, or because they're all nominees, OMG Awkward Turtle. All right, so let's see. Here's my envelope. And the winner is OMG Awkward Turtle. Yay! Congratulations.
I don't even know who to thank here. Thank you for everyone who voted, because I was going to say thank you, Riot VH members, but then I realized that Riot VH members weren't the only people voting, so thank you to all who voted for me. This makes me super proud to accept this award. I felt like super like intimidated like to carry on Monty's legacy of Riot VH when she stepped down. So this really makes me happy. Thank you guys, and Riot VH for the win. Yay.
All right. Presenting the next two awards is someone we all know, blah, 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 blah. He's been here for a while, la, 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 la. He does a lot of things for certain shows, except not really, because who cares? No one really cares, because he's stupid and leaves and doesn't tell you the truth about where he's going. But whatever, whatever. Here's Adrian Vader.
Oh, you guys, I am so excited because I'm here to present the Female Kawaii Award. And the nominees are Highface314, Zelena, Sharp Cookies, OMG Awkward Turtle, and Spaz Cakes. And the winner is Spaz Cakes!
I didn't say kawaii there because kawaii is really never used to describe a person or anything. It's just something that they do, right? Like, you can't actually call me kawaii, but if I was like, I don't know, I was just like, hey, Shane! Then you'd say kawaii. But I didn't mean to be rude there. I didn't mean to be rude there, I'm sorry. I'm just gonna... I really want to thank everyone who voted for me. And the rest of the forum, too, of course, for being really awesome and stuff. And I want to thank Meowthy, too. I couldn't have done this without him, and... what's that, Meowthy? Mm-hmm. Meowthy says thank you, too. Or, well, actually, he says meow. We're really good friends, so I understand him. I got it when I was 3 and... Whoa, I just realized how shiny this cupcake thing is. Shiny. Shiny. Shiny.
And now, it's time for Male Kawaii Award. This is my favorite category, you guys. Because, like, Zephron is super kawaii, and that means everybody nominated for this are also super kawaii. The nominees are Vila Poopoo, Borges Bryson, Blackjack Avey, Sakono, and Jeffers. And the winner is Jeffers!
I'm cute. Yes, it's true. I really can't help it, but what can I do when you're cute? It just shows with these two darling eyes and this cute little nose. With my lips sticking out in that cute little pout. Let's face it, I'm cute!
I'm not sure if it's a good thing being called cute when you're almost 19, but yeah, thanks so much, you guys. This is really awesome. Thanks. Insert Teddy Dance here.
Okay, it's time to announce the nominees for Gamer of the Year. This is the award for the person who sits around and plays games the most, and or is really, really good at it. Yay! Okay, so the nominees are Spaz Cakes, Songbird, OMG Awkward Turtle, Sakono, and Mr. Sister. All right. The winner is... That's a drum roll. Songbird! Yay!
Goodness. Thank you so much. I honestly didn't even expect to be nominated for anything, and to have gotten this in the category that is very near and dear to my heart, as you can tell, as I'm sure everyone can tell, by the fact that I have spent over 10 hours in total playing arcade games alone. I am honored and proud of myself. thanks to those who have accepted this addiction, because that's really what it is. And thanks to the other gamers, especially to Sakono and to OMG Awkward Turtle for never failing to pose a challenge to me and keeping me on my toes. I'm just very happy to be here, so thank you.
Okay, our next award is for Admin of the Year, or Admin of the Year. Apparently I say it wrong. I don't know. So the nominees are Dylan Collins, Valkyrie Celeste, Rochelle Euler, Melancholy of Charisse, OMG Awkward Turtle, and Russ. Okay, let's find out who the winner is. Okay, the winner is Dylan Collins. Hey, look, mama, like really is that him? I don't see you before when you got all them big rims. Into that cash flow, I'm a fan and you don't trip. She try to say hand over your signature right here, like I just a dotted line, and I'm supposed to sign. How she added up phonetic and I think it's going down. She's so starstruck, the gal lost her. I should have had an overdose, too many Starbucks.
Wow, thank you. I thought like Rochelle or Turtle or Russ or Valk or Charisse would win this because they're a lot nicer than me, and their temper's not as short as me, because, like, I know when I get stressed, I bitch at people. But I appreciate this because, like, it means that you guys recognize that I do a lot. And everybody else that's nominated does a lot as well. But this award means, like, probably more to me than a lot of the other awards. So thank you, guys. I really appreciate it. I'm not even being, like, doing my fake douchebag thing. Like, just, I'm honestly, I really appreciate this. Thank you guys so much.
Now it's time for the Sexy Male Voice Award. We have another special guest here, unfortunately, to present this award. Why do I keep having to introduce all these annoying people? Okay. So, without further ado, I hand it over to Mitch Diamond.
Thanks, Pussycat. I'm here to present the Sexy Voice Award male. Now, I know what it takes to win this award. I've never won it, but I know what it takes. It takes a sexy voice. And all of these five, they've got it. They've got it. Nominees are the House Star. Rye Guy. Mega Dizzy. Gill Dragon. And Satoto. Yeehaw, giddy up, cowboy. And the winner is Satoto!
I'm bringing sexy back. Special, what's behind your back? Yeah. So turn around and I'll pick up the slack. Yeah.
Good evening, Voice Hollywood, and wow, sexy male voice. Yeah, there's a lot that can be said about that. First of all, I should probably stop doing everything that is anti-sexy in this acceptance speech and start delving down into the seductive tone that I totally have. Hey there. How you doing? Yeah, I can't do this. Sexy voice? This is actually a very great surprise. Sexy voice? Probably the only thing I barely ever do. I can't remember. No, you know what? I take that back. I do sexy voices all the time. Thank you for this award, and I can't wait to do sexy voices like Timon from Lion King 2 and other sexy voices like that one kid in a Christmas musical. Yeah, I hope I can do sexy voices like them all the time for y'all, so thanks, guys.
Okay, I can only take so much Mitch, so he can't present more than one award. So, presenting the Sexy Female Voice Award is The Nation Maker.
I'm basically a man of few words. Oh wait, we're recording? Oh, alright. You got five of the most sexiest voice for females. And if you think about it, you can't even see them, but when you listen to them, it feels like you probably want to have yourself an erection sometimes. But they are female voice actors, and we respect them for their works, how they pull off nicely in some projects, and we wish them all the best for future projects, I guess. Anyways, and the nominees are Rochelleler, Il Monte, Travatia, Autumn, and Princess Clary. And the winner goes to, drumroll please, Rochelleler.
I pick on my skirts to be a little too sexy, just like all my thoughts, they always get a bit naughty. When I'm out with my girls, I always play a bit bitchy, can't change the way I am, sexy, naughty, bitchy me.
Sexiest female voice? Okay, I mean, I think my voice is pretty annoying, especially because I talk so much usually, and so I never in a million years thought I would win for this one because I was up against people like Traviata and Autumn, and like I don't think my voice is that sexy. I don't know. But I'm happy. I mean, like I can make it that way, like, oh hi, what's going on, like, ooh, sexy drawl. But, like, normally, like, my speaking voice on Rockstar, I'm so annoying. I don't get it. But, thank you. It still means a lot that people are voting for me. And, like, I don't know. It just makes me feel really good, I guess, because I don't consider myself sexy. So it's kind of cool that other people do. Or my voice, I guess, in this case. Thanks.
And now for a special performance by Dylan Collins and Saucia.
Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky? sky are like shooting stars. I could really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now. Can you pretend that airplanes in the night sky are like shooting stars? I could really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now.
Let's make a wish, make a dream, make a pact that everything we build won't just fade to black. That every time we wished on a star in the sky and made a break for it, everything won't simply die. Let's pretend it's gonna stick around. Let's pretend that it won't hit the ground like a thousand grains of sand in a castle hit by wind and waves right before it all comes crashing down. What's life? What's a dream? What's a wish anyway? It's putting hope in your pocket for a rainy day. Believing in the belief that if we hold something dear to us, it's gonna stay near to us. And that day's gonna come eventually. Right now the weather's cloudy and it's hard to see, but if we reach out far enough and dream out hard enough, we're gonna fly like airplanes, you
and
me.
Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky are like shooting stars? I could really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now. Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky are like shooting stars? I could really use a wish right now, wish right now.
Let's pretend we don't intimidate. Let's pretend that this isn't all up to fate. And every time that we post something up on VH, sucker MCs wouldn't pull a jealous rage. Let's pretend you don't bow at our feet and make it simple, stupid, like you ain't dying from the heat, from the fire that we spit. We're legit like MC Hammer back before he couldn't keep a beat. I'm sorry, little person who this song is to, and I'm sorry if my words are offending you, but I got shit to say that's been kept locked away. Sassy's a chick and she's still a better bro than you. Let's go like 10 rounds, you and me tonight, like Ken versus Zang Deep in a street fight. Go balls to the wall with your expensive snowball, I'll still dust your ass with a rock
can
band mic.
Can you pretend that airplanes in the night sky are like shooting stars? I could really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now. Can you pretend that airplanes in the night sky are like shooting stars? I could really use a wish right now, wish right now.
Continuing our entertainment break, let's take a trip down memory lane. Again.
Is everybody ready?
I'm ready. I don't know about you guys.
Ready.
I'm
ready. Ready, normal
ready?
People.
Ready.
Ready. Ready.
And
let me hear the music.
Hello and welcome to Perform It. I'm Mitch Diamond, your host tonight. Oh. Who might you be?
I'm Faded Phantom.
Are you the stewardess?
No. On to the contestants!
There's something I want you to know.
You performed it so well.
Who needs a lover?
This was really good, though.
It's not that I, like, hate you or anything.
Quiet, son. I'm watching SportsCenter.
Okay, Dad. That's what happened.
Welcome to Lone Star!
Your southern sounds like Miley Cyrus.
Yes! That's what I'm going for. Okay. I can't be tamed, goddammit.
She can't stand the thought of sipping champagne.
It was good.
It was awesome.
Welcome to the first episode of the happiest competition on Earth.
I can sound so nice, but I'm really evil, folks. State that right now up front.
Because of Disney, sex and kissing is dirty and bad.
Something.
Welcome to ACT. Tonight is bad fan fiction night.
All I remember is Steve, wake up!
I apologize. Anybody else on Trick-or-Treat's team? I don't know what she gave you, but I apologize.
I gave Druox the worst of it.
I'm raging like a rageaholic, and I'm raging like a gorilla, pounding my chest, letting grrr and
there you go.
So I was thinking that we could do Rockstar.
Is that like rock band? I put on leather pants, but I don't have any, so I guess the next best thing is not.
Come sail away with me, baby, now.
So. First audition of the night.
Of the
season.
Of the world.
See the world spinning around.
Sorry, I like that.
All right, welcome to Televise It. I'm MCBFF,
with Pop-Tart.
Hey.
You're coming dangerously close to mouth screaming. You should tone it down a little bit, Pop-Tart.
You told me to speak louder.
I didn't say scream at her. That's for me.
That's the only way she'll learn, okay?
That's true.
All right, everybody. Welcome to the last episode of The Epic Awesome Show for Season 1.
All right, welcome to the first episode of Dude, That's So Wrong. The contestants have no idea what this show is about. I'm surprising them. Revealing personal information about your parents on this show. I like you already.
I you know, that was before friends. The movie.
You could have become a frog. This is going to be terrible.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome your host, MCBFF.
All right, so welcome to Rabbit. I'm MCBFF, your host.
I grew up on Dr. Seuss. That's how I learned how to rhyme. And all you other suckers are just wasting your time. All
right, I think we're done. We're done here. Good job. What's this guy's name?
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first challenge episode of Create It.
What do you mean I'm fired? This show wouldn't be up if not for me. You're gonna miss my squeaky chair.
Everyone knows that I'm the most popular, sexiest blind person on VH.
You're the only blind person on VH, Val. You're replacing me with Rochelle and Cookies?
Oh, yeah. We're in the house.
The girls have arrived.
Welcome to the WSL Preview Special. I'm Dylan Collins, and with me is OMG Opportunity.
Roar.
Each week, the singers are paired against each other and battle it out in a match. Scores are settled, and alliances are made and broken.
Yo. It's Floshy the dinosaur. Well, welcome to Who Sang It Better. We have 7 contestants from Voice Hollywood Forum, and they sing 30 seconds of the same song with the same backtrack.
Welcome to Sing It.
I want to thank you.
Mario, you, me, pudding now.
Yes, I want to see the pudding match.
Believe me when I say I fucked a mermaid.
We're in a really weird mood tonight. Are you guys good?
I'm so good.
Okay, done.
Woo-hoo! Yeah, VH! I love
you, VH!
Woo!
Oh, boy, I love you.
I should have had a VH.
This is hot.